Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Bottom Line Me podcast. I'm your host, Ann Allard, and today we're diving back into a topic that's really close to my heart, the transformative power of coaching. Now, some of you may have listened to a conversation I had earlier this year with executive coach Allison Garaffa, and Allison offered us some great insights into the world of coaching and shared a lot of her expertise and her experiences. So today, what I thought we would do is flip the script and talk to someone who has hired a professional coach. But before I introduce my guest, since it is close to my heart, I'd like to share a little bit about my own coaching journey with you. Many years ago, when I was a sales manager, navigating the ups and downs of the corporate world, I decided hiring a coach would be a good idea to help me sharpen my skills and broaden my own perspectives. I can honestly say that it was one of the best decisions I ever made. Working with my coach gave me new tools and perspectives that really helped me to better manage my team, improve the way I communicated, and sharpen my leadership skills. It also helped me see things from a broader perspective, which allowed me to be a little bit more strategic and intentional in how I approach certain things, challenges, the day-to-day operations. Now, little did I know how crucial that decision would be, because unexpected budget cuts that year led me to lose my job. And my coach really helped me to pause, reflect, and see the myriad of opportunities that I'd really overlooked or hadn't even considered. So this experience not only helped me to navigate through a tough time, but it also transformed the way I approach my career and a lot of my own life decisions. So why coaching? Why do we want to talk about it? I think because, like my story, coaching can really illuminate paths that we never see when we're too close to our own circumstances. So whether you're looking to enhance your career, improve your personal relationships, or simply grow as an individual, I think coaching can be a powerful tool that you would want to consider. So joining me today, I'm very excited to have dear friend, colleague, Sue Morgan with me. Sue, it's so great to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about this topic.
Oh, Anne, it's such a pleasure to be back with you again, as always. And what a great topic. It's exciting.
It is exciting. So before we dive in, let's start by having you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself and maybe what initially led you to seek out a coach.
Funny how this all came to be. But so as some of you may know, I've been with Old Republic 20 years now, started in sales in a business development role, and now I'm in sales management. So it's been a journey with some other positions in between. And I have heard often through the years of folks working with professional coaches, and I was always curious about it. But as soon as I started diving into the research of finding a coach, life got distracting, and well, I gave up my search until one day, a dear friend called me and said, "Hey, you're never going to guess this, but I'm now a certified coach." And I said, ooh, can I be one of your first, what do you even call mentee? What do you call a person being coached? A client?
Maybe?
Yes. And of course, she said yes. And that's how we came upon each other. So it's been in the back of my mind for years, just because I've known people who have gone through the experience, like yourself and others, and have spoke so positively about it, but I wanted it to be with the right person, and finally found the right person to do it
with. That's awesome. So curiosity sort of is what prompted you to begin a coaching journey. So, and then somebody landed in your lap, which is awesome. Somebody that you trusted, obviously, and that you felt you could work with. So did you have, aside from curiosity, were there any objectives, goals, or expectations that you initially had that you could share with us?
Out of the gate, no. I know a lot of people start working with a coach because they're at a fork in the road, at a just a pivotal time in their life, in their career, and they just want someone to help them unpack that time and get them pointed in the right direction. Because this kind of fell in my lap, I didn't necessarily wasn't at that point in time, or so I thought. But midway through my journey, I so happened to be that that came to be, and I needed to start making some decisions about next steps in my career and how that would impact my family and so forth. And so it was perfect timing in that aspect as well. But going into it day one, no, I did not have a specific agenda or something that I was trying to navigate that I wanted her assistance with. It was more like, okay, the pool is here. It's a warm day. Let's just jump it. And that's what I did. I jumped in.
I love it. I think we all come to these things for different reasons and under different sets of circumstances. But you were curious, and then eventually it just sort of, the world opened up, and there it was. So tell us a little bit about how it's been. What's it been like?
So we had a number of sessions in the beginning, and most of that time, since I wasn't necessarily from day one trying to navigate a change, although I think it was a matter of weeks into it, I was, we were just trying to, where am I now? Is where I am now where I want to be, both personally and professionally, and in both aspects, what are my top priorities? And so we unpacked all of those, and it was interesting to me that she does a phenomenal job of really listening to everything that I shared with her. And some of the things that I tend to minimize in my own life because I'm justifying it as being not important or not as much of a priority, she would always bring back and say, okay, but you said this. So let's rank the priority. Let's rank the importance of that item, because it came out of your mouth, so it's in your mind, but where does it actually fit in your life? And then as we continued to work together, like I said, I came to a point in my career where I needed to figure out my next step. Where did I want to be? And she really helped me navigate the decision based on what was truly important in my life then and still is now. We did a lot of back and forth on personal versus professional. And I think us women in particular struggle with the balance of those two and feel guilty at times when one overpowers the other. I think that's the constant line of guilt us moms, working moms, feel to our families, our spouses, our children, and to our employers, right? We're trying to keep everyone happy. But at some point in time, somebody's got to win. And so I had to really face what my priorities were, and she helped me do just that.
I just back from my own experience, having someone who could be really objective, that didn't have skin in the game, really, really helped me, because he wasn't afraid to ask those questions. Or, as you just said, you said this a few times ago when we were talking. So yeah, that's great. So in your role as a sales manager, has it had any impact on how you interact with the, because you can't help but want to share it with people once you start getting involved in coaching. And I do think, as I said, it can have an impact on how you begin to communicate and interact with people. So talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Absolutely. I think one aspect that I can always improve on is asking better questions. And certainly through the coaching process, I learned how to ask better questions, and dig deeper into the answers to those questions, taking note of things that might just have been skimmed over as an initial answer, but still there. But was that an initial answer because they felt like they had a fill space, or is it because there's true weight to that answer, or do we need to dive deeper because they just tried to answer it quickly and there's really a deeper root to the question that I'm being asked? So a lot of coaching is being being asked a lot of questions and being willing to dive into the answers to those questions. And for those of us who may not like being interviewed or might not like to disclose all of that, I think that's probably one of the reasons why I don't do a good job asking questions, is I try to protect people's privacy. And I feel like, well, they'll share what they want to share. But as a manager, we need to dive deeper into some of those answers, right? And sometimes it takes asking the tough questions. And being on the receiving end of that, I wasn't offended that she was asking me these questions, but it shows a sign of really wanting to get to the heart of whatever that matter is. So,
awesome. Well, and I, from what I'm hearing you say, the fact that she was able to ask you, you know, little harder questions maybe, or deeper questions, it's hard. I think it's almost impossible not to learn from that. And then in your role at Old Republic Title, you can begin to apply that in asking questions to your team, I would think.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was just wondering if, you know, was there any aha moment or surprise for you? How long have you been working with a coach, Sue?
It was in the beginning of the year that we started. Okay. And then we're not meeting regularly right now. We do touch base calls as needed. But there were a couple surprises along the way. Mm-hmm. So all along, when I talk to people about coaching, they say, you know, they don't give advice. So it's not therapy, it's not counseling, which in some ways I kind of wanted, because I enjoy people giving me suggestions on what to do, especially based on their life experience. I'll learn from their mishaps, not do those, and head in another direction. But everyone kept saying the answers are within you, right? So you already know the answer. It's just in you. And so my logical way of thinking thought, well, if I already know the answer and the answer is in me, why do I need to pay somebody to ask me all these questions, right? So I'm a frugal kind of gal. I'm like, I got better things to spend my money on than somebody asking me a ton of questions. And honestly, if she hadn't fallen in my lap, hadn't made that call, I wouldn't have gone through the process, because I was still stuck on that. But I've said this in our conversation here, how many times do we answer a question and we throw something out there and then we justify why that's not important or why that might not carry a lot of weight? And so I found myself answering her question and then backtracking and burying that answer under justification or reason why I shouldn't be taking that into consideration or why that's not important. And she did a phenomenal job of moving that back up to the top. But you said this, so that has to be important to you.
Yeah.
And you said this, and she would take copious notes, which it was fabulous, because I just talked and talked and talked, and she took all the notes of what came out of my rambling mouth and would send them to me, and we'd revisit them after every call. And it was truly a fabulous opportunity for me to see and hear from her what I did say when I was answering some of these questions. And she wouldn't let me just let it go without talking it through. So why would I have mentioned it if it wasn't important? Why would I have said this if it didn't mean something to me? So that was one of my early on big surprises, is the answers truly are within the person. Uh-huh. And you just need the right questions. And the second one was in the midst of our time together, I had ended up coming up with a situation at work that I was going to have a difficult conversation with someone. And we've all done that in management, even with coworkers. We've gotten ourselves into a predicament where, all right, we're going to have to just sit down with this person and air our grievances. And so I had messaged her. We had spoken that morning. Things happened during the day. And then that night I was like, well, let me just fill you in on the rest of my day since we last spoke. And she wrote back instantly. She's like, I've just finished a module on having difficult conversations with people. Would you like to meet and talk about this? I was like, yes, that would be fabulous, because I'm sitting here listening to my LinkedIn learning on how to have difficult conversations, but I'd love to have that one with you. Listen. And so that night we had an impromptu meeting and went over her training materials that she was going through on difficult conversations. And it was fabulous. Again, asking great questions. What is what is your desired outcome for this conversation? How do we get to this point? Where do you want, how do you want to lead? If you say this and they respond with this, how are you going to respond to that? And it was just a phenomenal exercise. And I had no idea that in addition to finding your own path, setting your own goals and working with them to achieve your goals, there were also like these a la carte ancillary services of a coach, if you will. Yeah. So that was just amazing to me, a perfect timing. So I guess it all was perfect timing at that point.
I love the question that she asked you, what is your desired outcome? That is brilliant. Because I, you know, when you were talking a little earlier about, and I asked you about what was your objective, what did you want to accomplish? Sometimes we don't know. We think we know, but we really don't. It's kind of like a lot of the work I do. I ask somebody, what's your goal? And the answer isn't really a goal. It's really a, you know, I'm scratching my head trying to figure out exactly what it is. So I love that question. What is your desired outcome? That's a wonderful takeaway. So yeah, it makes you ask different questions of yourself too, before you go into a difficult conversation. And instead of going in guns a-blazing, now you're thinking about, here's what I want to accomplish by having right. this conversation. Awesome.
Yep.
Ah, that's a golden nugget, Sue.
It all was. And I you know, I have a deep faith. So I believe that, you know, God put her into my life at a certain time when I needed her and knew the path that I was going to head down and that she needed to be in the boat right beside me. So it was a phenomenal experience and continues to be. I mean, she's literally in my back pocket. So whenever I need her, I'm one text message away to set up a call and talk through whatever's going on. I guess you're going to ask me to bottom line you at this point.
I was just going to say, is there anything else that you want to share before I ask you to give us the bottom line on this?
No, I don't want to keep rambling because I'm excited about it. And I've been clearly vague on some of what I've discussed with her. And if anyone would like to reach out to me in one-on-one, I'm happy to share some of the details of my conversations and whatnot. I don't need to bore our entire audience with that. But if you're skeptical, if it's something that you've always thought in the back of your mind, maybe I should do this. So that's probably the sign that you should navigate into it. It was worth every penny. She was just truly a valuable asset. And you don't need to be at the crossroads of life to have a reason to pick up the phone and have that conversation. And it's honestly, make it what you want it to be. If you want to work with someone every week for 2 months, then that's what it can be. And if you want it less than that, that's what it can be too. So give it a shot if it's something you think you might be interested in.
I love that bottom line. I think there's no one that wouldn't benefit from at least, you know, dipping their toe into the pool and checking it out. So great. Well, Sue, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed having this conversation. As I said, I love conversations around this particular topic. So I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day today to share this with everyone. And I'd also like to thank our audience for joining us. Hope you'll come back soon. And until then, let's all continue to learn, grow, and prosper. Thank you.